Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Call Sign Chaos by Jim Mattis and Bing West. It's a leadership book disguised as a memoir. Sophie, what was the first thing that hit you?
Hey there, Sam. What hit me was how he treats leadership as a learning process, not a destination. He takes you from a platoon commander to Secretary of Defense, and the principles stay consistent.
So it's not just a bunch of war stories. It's a philosophy of command.
Exactly. He organized the book into three phases. The first is direct leadership. Then comes organizational leadership, and finally strategic leadership. Each one adds a new layer of complexity.
And that call sign, chaos, is a promise to his enemies. Control disruption.
Right.
He says you don't control chaos, you operate inside it. The whole book is about becoming comfortable with ambiguity.
In the first phase, he's leading a battalion in the Gulf War. He talks about leading from the front.
He insisted on being where the fighting was thickest. Physical presence was more powerful than any order from a distance.
Right. That tells your people you're in it together. He also knew every single Marine. He knew their strengths, their weaknesses, and what made them tick.
Because if you don't know your people, you can't trust them. And if you can't trust them, you're a liability.
Then he moves to organizational leadership in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's where command by negation comes in.
Senior leaders set clear intent and provide resources, and then they get out of the way. The job is to negate bad ideas, not to originate every good one.
So it's radical trust. He backed that up with his commander's guidance for the 1st Marine Division.
That document was more philosophy than orders. It prioritized speed, aggression, and decentralized decision-making.
Yeah, he trusted junior officers to make calls because they understood the intent. He also read constantly. He carried a library with him.
For Mattis, reading is a professional responsibility. History is the only laboratory a military leader has.
So a manager executes orders. A commander understands context. That's the difference he draws.
And a confused soldier is dangerous. Clarity is a leadership duty.
Exactly. That line got me. Now the third phase is CENTCOM and the Pentagon. Va meets Washington.
He's brutally honest about Iraq and Afghanistan. He says the military got unclear objectives and insufficient resources, and that politicians micromanaged from the White House.
Right. As Secretary of Defense, he served a president whose worldview was totally different. He includes his resignation letter.
It's a masterclass in principled dissent. He said the president deserved a secretary whose views were more aligned, and he walked away.
So let's name the core principles. First is commander's intent. Every mission needs a clear picture of what success looks like.
Then when the plan falls apart, people can improvise because they know the outcome you're after.
Second is aggressive decentralization. Push decisions down to the lowest competent level.
The Marine on the ground sees the enemy. The general in the command center doesn't. Trust has to start with training.
Yeah. And third is strategic communication. You have to say the vision plainly. Charisma is optional. Clarity is not.
He also rejects the idea that technology can lift the fog of war. War is a human clash of wills. The fog is permanent.
So you train people to act decisively with incomplete information. That's the best you can do.
And his humility is striking. He admits he nearly led his battalion into an ambush. He admits they were slow to adapt to the insurgency.
Yeah, that willingness to say I got it wrong is what makes him credible.
He's always learning, always questioning. That's the source of his strength.
Right. So the big takeaway for me is that leadership is a burden, not a reward. You're responsible for lives, for the mission, and for the institution.
He offers no easy formulas. His challenge is to be a student of your profession and a servant to your people.
Right. So the thing I'm taking away is that leadership is a daily practice of learning, not a title you earn once.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, The whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. In the end, Call Sign Chaos is a gift to anyone who wants to lead with purpose. Stay humble, stay curious, and remember that command is about love for the people you're responsible for. We'll see you in the next one.